Bernie Sanders caves again, Pence fundraising letter for the Democrat establishment. By Hannah Blow on April 18, 2020. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, penned a fundraising email on behalf of the Democratic National Committee, DNC, this week, telling recipients that the struggle continues. Sanders, who battled the Democrat establishment in 2016 and 2020, wrote a fundraising letter for the DNC, the entity many frustrated Sanders supporters say worked overtime to, once again, quash his campaign. "My campaign for president may be over, but our struggle continues," Sanders wrote. "That struggle begins with defeating Donald Trump, the most dangerous president in modern American history. But it does not end there. I will also be doing everything in my power to elect strong progressives at every level of government," he said, asking for a donation to the Democratic Unity Fund. Sanders' plea comes over a week after formally dropping out of the presidential race. He endorsed rival Joe Biden, D, shortly after adhering to his promise to support the ultimate nominee. However, many of his supporters have long maintained that the establishment remained out to end his campaign, a proclamation that became even louder after a slew of Democrats stepped forward to endorse Biden right before Super Tuesday, which essentially marked the beginning of the end of the presidential hopeful's campaign. Even then, Sanders acknowledged that Biden had the support of the establishment. "The economic establishment, Wall Street and drug companies and the insurance companies and the fossil fuel industry, they don't want me to win. And many of the establishment Democrats don't want us to win," he said after Biden's wave of endorsements surfaced right before Super Tuesday. Although Sanders has since conceded, he sent a warning to the establishment, the same establishment he is now penning fundraising letters for, in March. "Today I say to the Democratic establishment, in order to win in the future, you need to win the voters who represent the future of our country, and you must speak to the issues of concern to them," he said March 11. "You cannot simply be satisfied by winning the votes of people who are older,